listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about the refiner's fire, reading to you from Malachi chapter 3. I'm going to read to you verses 2, 3, and 4, where we read this. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and the launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. As a prophet, Malachi looked ahead to the coming of the Messiah. In the first verse of chapter 3, he spoke of two messengers to come, one to prepare the way of the Lord and one to be the messenger of the covenant. Like many Old Testament announcements of the coming of the Messiah, it mingles aspects of the first and the second coming of Jesus. Therefore, he asked, "Who can endure the day of his coming?" He knew that the coming of the Messiah would not be all softness and comfort. Instead, Malachi told us, he is like a refiner's fire and like launderer's soap. The coming of this second messenger will be awesome and terrible, but it will have a purpose. Both the launderer and the refiner work to clean and not to destroy. Then Malachi gets even more specific. He says he will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. Malachi had in mind a man refining metal who looks into an open furnace over that is underneath a pot. And as the refiner looks into the pot that holds molten silver, he knows that the process of purifying is complete, and as much impurities are burnt away as possible, when he can see his own image plainly reflected in the liquid silver. When you seek the Lord, understand that it means that you are actually seeking a fire to test you, a fire that will burn away some things that have been dear to you. We do not expect Jesus to come and save us in our sins, but to save us from our sins. Therefore, when we take Jesus as our Savior, we also take him as our purifier. He might just have to turn the heat up a bit to purify us. Now, it's wonderful to notice who has the job of refining us. It says he will sit as a refiner. God will not give this work to anyone else. He may use angels to rescue us when we're in danger, but he would never give the job of purifying us to another, not even to an angel. He, the Lord himself, specifically supervises our purification. At the same time, notice that it says that he will sit as a refiner. The sitting posture shows that though the refiner may seem indifferent, he's not. He's carefully working with the silver, burning off and scraping away the dross that the flames bring to the top. Sitting seems to imply that it's hard work that needs special concentration. It will take care, and it will take constant attention. That's how concerned God is about our purification. If you find yourself in the fire right now, then take some encouragement from this passage. The mere fact that you are in the fire shows that you are indeed silver, and that you are precious to God, and that you're capable of being more pure and more suited to his service. And he gives you special attention as the fires purify you. You see, The book of Malachi is filled with strong criticism against the priests of Malachi's day, but it also includes this encouraging promise: He will purify the sons of Levi. In the first two chapters of Malachi, the Lord spoke out against the corruption of the priesthood, but here God gave his ultimate answer for that corruption, that the Messiah will purify the sons of Levi. He will do it, and it will get done. We draw special comfort from the idea that when the refining work of Jesus is done upon us, there will never be a need for it again. There are no purifying fires in the life to come. So we gain greater courage in the refiner's fire that we face today. Most of all, we find rest in the special attention with which he supervises our purification. So hey, if you're in the refiner's fire today, draw some encouragement and some comfort. God is watching over you carefully, even in the midst of the refining.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.